Far out food. For the sake of their health, many people stick to a balanced diet, opting for fruit and vegetables and low-fat protein, while reducing their intake of sugar and salt. They remain, however, quite conservative in their choices. Not Wade Davis, though. He will eat just about anything. Davis, a National Geographic explorer and anthropologist, is used to meeting people of other cultures and sharing their customs, including their food. It's an important part of the work, because by joining in, he shows respect for those he meets. Once, when he was exploring Colombia for National Geographic, he hiked deep into the rainforest, where the local people offered him a treat: insects from a fresh termite mound. Davis picked up a bug the size of his fingertip and popped it into his mouth. "Please don't crawl down my throat," he thought. Not until he bit down on it did it stop squirming on his tongue. Then he swallowed it. He described it as crunchy and tasting of lemon and bacon. In Mexico, you can buy grasshoppers by the bag, and in Thailand, people snack on deep-fried water bugs, large insects that look like cockroaches. Not only are these creepy crawlies tasty, but they are also a good source of protein. They are beneficial for other reasons too. Termites are rich in magnesium. Water bugs contain iron, and grasshoppers are low in fat. Bugs have another advantage. For each human on Earth, there are hundreds of millions of insects. Rarely are you far from a potential snack. Even if you would rather skip the insect course, you can't avoid eating insects. Processed foods like peanut butter and chocolate contain bits of insects. In the United States, an average person unknowingly consumes about 500 grams of insects annually. Maybe bugs don't make your mouth water. Fruit is good. You might think that until you get a whiff of the durian fruit from Southeast Asia. So bad is its smell that it puts many people off. It looks like a bowling ball covered in spikes, so you need a sharp knife and thick gloves to cut it open. Others describe it as a mixture of strawberry and garlic. Like insects, durian is both abundant and good for the health. Not only is it high in fibre, but it's packed with carbohydrates for an energy boost as well. Although durian smells nasty, it is harmless. There are other foods that you had better be careful with, because they are poisonous. Manioc, for example, a bitter root that grows in the Americas, Asia, and Africa, needs careful preparation to turn it into a safe meal. In the Amazon, this important job falls to the women of the Cubeo people. It involves grating the giant root by hand, then washing it again and again. When it's been washed thoroughly, the pulp is squeezed in an enormous strainer, which looks like a snake with its mouth open. Like venom, the poisonous juice drips out of the strainer. What is left makes a tasty paste that is safe to eat and used in baking. Another poisonous food, which is very popular with Japanese diners, is known as fugu. This dish is prepared from a chubby fish called a puffer fish, or its relative, the porcupine fish. Just a pinch of poison from these fish can kill 30 adults. Japanese chefs are specially trained to remove the toxins. Only after they have trained for as long as 7 years do they become experts. Even so, sometimes when they prepare fugu, a tiny amount of poison remains. It is usually not enough to be fatal, But it can make your tongue tingle. Davis wishes people would be more adventurous about trying new foods. If another human being can eat something, you can too, he says.